This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. This promises to be a fun conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a first timer, so I'm really looking to get some good information.
Oh, wait till we walk her through the initiation process. So I look forward to that. That's always very, very exciting. You never know how that's going to end. All right, well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Heather Burt. She's a member of the Junior Service League of Woodstock, but also the co-owner of Beers Housing. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks for making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy with everything you got going on, so we're grateful for your time. Before we get into our conversation around the Junior Service League of Woodstock and all the cool things happening there, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick run-through of Beers Housing, what that's all about.
Sure. I'm originally actually from Buffalo, New York, and I've lived down here in Atlanta for now 13 years. I went to college down here, which is where I met my husband. Beers Housing. We are I'm a licensed general contractor, so we do everything from renovation, property management, property maintenance, and it's really geared towards banks, investors, and brokers.
So give us a little bit of background about the Junior Service League of Woodstock.
Sure. So the Junior Service League was formed in 1990. Basically, it is a group of women dedicated to making our community better by focusing on needy families. So we do a lot of volunteerism, a lot of fundraisers that are really just geared towards our community.
Oh, I love that. I mean, there's many, many junior service leagues all around. I mean, talk about how you become a member of that. I mean, is there a crazy ritual procedure you have to go through? Or, I mean, if you're just looking to serve your community in a fun way with some interesting, amazing people, I mean, how do you become a member of that?
Well, the cool thing is every meeting is an open meeting, but we do offer two member mixers where you can bring in friends and, you know, invite your neighbors or coworkers or anything like that. So really, you just come to the meeting. We tell you, you kind of just sit there and watch us go through it. We bring a lot of the charities that we donate. They come and speak. And then we have it at a local restaurant. So we really kind of tie everybody in. We let them sit there and kind of see everything that we do. And they kind of know whether they're interested or not by the end of the meeting. So,
well, it sounds like you touched on the mission. What are some of the volunteerism activities that the Junior Service League does to help underprivileged housing?
Yeah. So the really cool thing about, especially about the Junior Service League of Woodstock, we tend to focus on, a lot of us are a really tight knit group of girls. So if someone knows of someone in need or a family or a local school or a business, we tend to kind of take that into consideration to see if that's something we can help with. And this past year was a big focus on Team Jacob. And it was a child that, you know, was in a wheelchair and he had trouble with transportation getting to school and back because he wasn't able to bring his motorized chair. So what we did was we did a couple of different fundraisers, golf tournament, we did a tennis tournament, and all the donations and sponsorships and all the funds were given towards his kind of mission along with the community. And we ended up raising $28,000. So wow. He ended up getting a transportation van to be able to bring him back and forth to school in his motorized wheelchair. That was just one example. Like I mentioned, we did the golf tournament. We do a tennis tournament. Forever Fed, that's one we did this past August, which is basically like a mobile food truck that delivers to needy communities. So we prepped about 150 meals to be delivered.
Yeah. Did you hear what she said? She was, oh, we just raised $28,000.
I know, that's all.
That's life-changing. I mean, that's amazing stuff. Brian, before we go to break, a quick trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
So what former host of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show now serves as president of the Junior Service League of Woodstock?
Isn't that Laura Kraft?
Might be Laura Kraft.
I think it is.
So, very dear friend. And when you recognize that Laura's a part of that organization and you're hearing Heather Burt today, you know the quality of ladies that are making this thing and the impact they're having
Absolutely. On
the local community. All right. Heather Burt will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, Social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc. should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Heather Burt, a member of the Junior Service League of Woodstock.
So it seems that the Junior Service League of Woodstock does a lot of events. You guys just did a Wolfapalooza, is that correct?
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a new event that we just did, and it was a great event. We had a lot of vendors. We had a lot of people in the community that came out, brought their dogs, brought their family. We had like a photo booth kind of set up where they could take pictures, awesome, you know, for fall and whatnot. But it really was a great event. So all the proceeds actually went to Cherokee County Humane Society and Georgia Canines for Independence.
All right. Well, that sounds like a great event. All right. Well, we're really here to talk about, though, is the Holiday Tour of Homes. So tell us all about that.
Well, I'm very excited to talk about it. It is one of my favorite events. This year is actually our 19th year doing it. So
19th year.
Yeah. So basically, we have anywhere from 4 to 6 homes that are professionally decorated for the holidays by local designers. And the homes that we do have are volunteered by homeowners, whether they live in Woodstock or the Canton area. And from that, we have then ticket sales. So we sell tickets as part of our kind of duty of the league to local community members or just people in general in the Atlanta area. And the designers are decorating these homes from top to bottom. So they're also able to sell some of their products within the home. So it's great advertising for them. Mm-hmm. The homeowners are getting their house decorated, so they're happy. And it's all geared towards fall and Christmas. And, you know, we're stationed kind of throughout the house, you know, monitoring and directing traffic and selling tickets. So
tell us what types of homes these are. Are these single family homes or?
These homes are pretty exquisite. 2 homes this year are in downtown Woodstock. They're tri-level homes. Kind of like, not townhome looking homes, but if you're familiar with downtown Woodstock, you'll kind of know what I'm talking about.
Okay, it almost looks like a
European type of. Yeah, they're beautiful. They have a really nice garden area outside. And then the other 2 homes, one is in Deer Run, and then the other home is actually in the Claremore Manor, and it's a model home.
Wow.
We're really excited to have that one on tour this year. So
now, is there something like a preview party?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the preview party is always the night before a tour starts. It's for the league members, it's for sponsors, it's for homeowners, the designers. It's kind of a time where everybody kind of comes together, celebrates all the hard work, because this does take months and months of planning and time and dedication. And we kind of honor and recognize everybody. You know, we have some cocktails, some hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll actually go to one home and kind of preview it the night before.
So. All right. So there's ticket sales. So you can purchase a ticket to go on the tour.
Yes.
But you've indicated on a couple of occasions here there's sponsors involved in this. So
there is.
How does that work, and how does someone become a sponsor?
Yeah. So you can actually go to our website. It's jslwoodstock.org. Or you can also email at jslofwoodstock@gmail.com. So those are 2 options.
Okay.
So this tour benefits, the proceeds benefit an organization or something. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So this year we chose 4 charities, and each year we try to rotate the charities. They're usually charities in Cherokee County, because we do try to give back to the community that we live in and work in. This year we are giving to the Anna Crawford Children's Center, Beats, Children's Haven, and Volunteer Aging Council.
Nice.
All right. Well, this all sounds great. Now, this isn't some couple little kids raising money on a bake sale. I mean, this is some real money here. I mean, as I understand it, you've raised, since the 19 years you've been doing this, over $350,000. That's serious money that really impacts a community. What did you do last year, and what do you think you might do this year?
Last year, we did $30,000.
Wow.
So last year was a really remarkable year. We did have a few more homes, so that was our best. But this year, I think we're shooting for right around $20,000.
Yeah, that's impressive. When you say that number, then I realize what you did for Team Jacob. You guys are having a real impact on the community. I commend you.
Yeah, well, with all this raving success, I'm sure you need volunteers. So how can people help out?
We always need volunteers. If anybody is interested, maybe they live locally or, you know, they're a business member, again, they can reach out to our website or to our Facebook page. And anybody that does volunteer, you also get a free ticket. to the tour. So
what about radio hosts?
Are you guys going to volunteer?
Sure. I think we got our answer. Okay. Heather, we're out of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions both about the Junior Service League of Woodstock, the Holiday Home and Tours, as well as Beers Housing?
Yeah, so you can just reach out to our email address. It's jslofwoodstock@gmail.com. As far as Beers Housing goes, feel free to reach out to our website as well, www.beershousing.com.
All right. Heather Burt, the co-owner of Beers Housing and a member of the Junior Service League of Woodstock. Heather, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It was our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. So if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Heather Burt, my co-host, Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.